ज्ञानमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाचलाखाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजाथां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं थं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं हरिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पथे गोपेश्या गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चना गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च एतानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानन्दा श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि On behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, we are gathered together for this ceremony today. Srila Prabhupada, at the times of making these formal commitments, initiation, marriage, he would have us recite a particular verse from the scripture. Om apavitra pavitrova sarbhavastam gatopiva yasmaret pundarikaksham sabhayabhyantara suchi Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. This verse encapsulates the very purpose of initiation. In fact, the purpose of human life. Whether one is purified or one is not at all purified, or even having passed through all situations of life, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes purified from both within and without. Srila Prabhupada quoted Lord Chaitanya, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudichiti Kodiye Udoi. That love for Krishna, the ultimate aspiration of every living entity, is dormant within the heart of everyone. It is our constitutional nature. By chanting the holy names of the Lord and associating with the devotees of the Lord, that love is awakened within us. Lord Chaitanya would travel through the countrysides, the cities, the towns, the villages, with this simple message, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Jayo Maya Pisachira Kole. Wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up. You are sleeping in the lap of Maya, illusion. When you wake up from this dream of misconception, thinking that I am nothing more than this incredibly vulnerable temporary body and mind, we have forgotten the real treasure of the Atma, the soul, who we really are. Mamaivamso jivaloke, jivabhuta sanatana. The soul is eternally a part of Krishna. Satchit ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of happiness. And what is that ananda? That ananda is the love for Krishna that is inherent within us. When we awaken that love from within, we realize anandam buddhivardhanam pratipanam. We realize what we have always been yearning for and longing for. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag for 10 days explained the process of bhakti to Rupa Goswami. Therein he said that Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasadi by Bhakti Lata Bija. That the conditioned soul wanders birth after birth, universe after universe, seeking pleasure. When one comes in connection with the gurus, then the seed of devotion, the bhakti lata bija, appears within the heart. There is nothing more sacred, nothing more valuable than this seed of devotion that is manifesting by the grace of the gurus within our heart. And Srila Prabhupada emphasized how seriously we have to take the value of this seed of devotion, even in its very, very beginning stages. Everything in this world, money, property, fame, accomplishments, inevitably they will all perish. Things cannot touch the needs of the soul. But this seed of devotion, this potential to awaken love of God, prema bhakti within our heart, it is the rarest thing. It has taken us, very likely, millions and millions of births to get. Becoming a millionaire, becoming a billionaire, becoming an Olympic gold medalist, becoming a GBC or a temple president or initiating, these things, depending on what our realization is, they're coming and going. But the most valuable thing that has taken millions of years is we have received the seed this opportunity to purify our hearts and realize that love for Krishna that helps, that gives us the power to transcend all the miseries of material existence forever, and gives us the taste of love. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, when we are actually grateful and serious, we will make the priority of our life to cultivate that seed. The heart is the field in which that seed is. The heart should be soft. The heart should be fertile. And that happens by living with good character, with gratitude, with humility. Trinara pisunichena taror iba sehishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, this is actually the standard of greatness. To be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, eager to offer all respect to others and not expect it in return. In this spirit, we can actually be in the mood of Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Dasa Das Anudas, the servant of the servant of the servant. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatan Goswami in Varanasi. He spoke for 2 months to Sanatan Goswami. But the basic foundation in which he built these elaborate teachings was one verse. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. That we are eternally the servants of Krishna. Our nature is to serve. And Lord Chaitanya, when he did his Ratha Yatra and he manifested the most intimate, most elevated states of ecstatic love, of Radha's love for Krishna in separation, he began that function by offering a prayer. Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Dasa 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 Anudas. We should aspire for nothing higher than to be the servant of the servant of the servant. In that spirit, our heart is fertile. And then we pour water, the water of the holy names of the Lord. In Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the greatest scholar of the time of Vedanta, he understood from Lord Chaitanya, Vedanta kurit veda vedeva cheham, that the goal of Vedanta is to know Krishna and to love Krishna. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked Lord Chaitanya, of the 9 processes of devotional service, Sravana Kirtana Smarana Bandana Pada Sevana Dasire Pujana Sakijana Atmani Vedana. Which is most important? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately, with all certainty, he said, Kirtanam, the chanting of the holy names. It is most important. Lord Chaitanya would also often recite the verse, Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyata. In this age of Kali, only the chanting of the names of Hari, and he repeats it 3 times for emphasis, will bring us that result of awakening the ecstatic love, the prema within our heart. Kalera dosanide rajan asti heka mahanguna kirtana reva krishnasya mukta sangha param braje. Because this age of Kali is an ocean of faults, in the environment around us, in the society around us, in our own minds. There's so much pollution. But there's one benediction in this age of Kali. Simply by chanting the names of Krishna, one can attain the supreme perfection of liberation. In fact, the Srimad Bhagavatam explains the most compassionate rishis and sages, they worship the age of Kali as the best time. So much disease, so much suffering, so much quarrel, hypocrisy. Why? Because in this age, anyone, everyone, can attain perfection simply by chanting the holy names under proper guidance. Dinahina yatachilo harinam udharilo. Tara sakshi jagai madai. Thakur Narottam gave us this incredible hope that the holy name of Krishna is so powerful, it can purify anyone. Whatever we have done, whatever we have not done in this life and all previous lives is not important. If we sincerely take shelter of the holy names, it can awaken that prema bhakti, remove all of our sinful propensities. Lord Chaitanya called it the prime benediction for all humanity. And the evidence of this is Jagai and Madhai. Such an important story. Because whatever we may have done in our life or in our past lives, whatever we haven't done, we cannot compare ourselves to Jagai and Madhai. They were the worst. Yamaraj and his assistants are not having any problems calculating your misdeeds. But they were unable to keep up with Jagai and Madhai. But when they sincerely humbled themselves, when they dedicated themselves with all honesty to not engage in these mundane, sinful, selfish activities anymore, when they genuinely decided to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord and to chant the names of the Lord and take shelter, they were given pure devotional service. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Ras Vigraha. Because the name of Krishna is none different than Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya explains how it works. Nam Nama Kari Bahuta Nija Sarva Shaktish. That Krishna has descended in the form of the name with all of his powers. The power to create the entire cosmic manifestation, the power to maintain and destroy all the universes. But even greater than that, infinitely greater than that, is the power of Krishna's beauty, the power of Krishna's sweetness, the power of Krishna's love, compassion. They are all within the name of the Lord, because the name is not different from the Lord. That is why Rupa Goswami offered this beautiful prayer. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this prayer, he wept in joy. He showed it to his devotees when Haridas Thakur, the connoisseur, Namacharya of the holy name, saw it. He said, there is no explanation like this. Rupa Goswami is speaking with realization. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the name of Krishna dances upon my tongue, I desire unlimited tongues. When it enters my ears, I want millions and millions of ears. When it enters into my heart, my entire life is conquered. That's the power of the beauty and the sweetness of Krishna's name. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explained, when we chant the name of the Lord with sincere devotion, as Lord Chaitanya has described, then the name reveals Radharani and Krishna's form, their qualities, pastimes, their abode, their devotees, their love for us, and our eternal love for them. So we water the seed of devotion by practicing the 9 processes of devotional service with a special focus on the chanting of the holy names. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once said, when we do that, that seed becomes a sprout. And it grows and it grows. But he warns us, not maybe, not if, for sure. Along with the seed of devotion, the creeper, many weeds will grow. And those weeds have one purpose, to deceive us. Every weed is trying to look just like the original creeper of devotion. Give water to me. You will be happy if you feed me. And there are so many different kinds of weeds. Lord Chaitanya explained some of them. The weed of the desire for prestige, for reputation. The weeds for sensual pleasures. For profit, adoration, distinction. The weed, the deadly weed of the propensity to criticize and find faults with others. The weeds of mundane, selfish diplomacy, political activities, thoughts and words to serve my own interests. All of these weeds are sprouting from the seeds of the ahankar, the false ego. And the tendency is to water those reeds. And when we do, it grows strong and we're thinking we're becoming advanced because we think that's our creeper. But what's happening is the weed is choking, strangling, suffocating our creeper. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koi, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. A moment's association with sadhus can open the doors to liberation. But once the doors open, we really need the association of devotees. It's very important that we carefully study Srila Prabhupada's books. I remember in 1972 in Henry Street, there was a temple in New York City, and I happened to be at a class that Srila Prabhupada was giving. I just came back from India. I didn't really know much about what ISKCON is about, but I was trying to learn because I really wanted to give my heart to Prabhupada. And I remember he was very strong. He said, you are distributing my books, but do you read my books? He said, you give them to someone, and they say, do you read it? He said, no, I only sell it. Said, I have written these books primarily for all of you to read. And if we read it with an open and sincere heart, and we associate with devotees who are actually helping us to live by these principles, with that we'll be able to discriminate what is the weed and what is the Bhakti Lata Bija. Because without hearing from Srila Prabhupada's books, without associating with advanced devotees, we will not be able to discriminate properly. Maya is very strong. We must recognize the weeds and we must pull them out and continue to nourish the seed of devotion. And gradually it becomes a creeper, it becomes a wonderful, wonderful tree. Lord Chaitanya explains it pierces through all the eight layers of material existence and enters into the Brahmajyoti, the spiritual sky, and we keep watering and watering by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord and serving in the associations of the devotees of the Lord, and ultimately that creeper reaches Goloka, Krishna's eternal abode. And there is sweet fruit ripens, the fruit of prema, ecstatic love. And when the gardener, us, when we taste that fruit, we are satisfied forever. And Lord Chaitanya explained, and this is all happening right while we're sitting here in our homes. Right when we're living in our home or living in our temple, whatever it may be, all this is happening. We don't have to die to love Krishna. Love Krishna is within us now. When we love Krishna, we realize our existence beyond birth and beyond death. And when Lord Chaitanya was in Varanasi, he said, I'm like a fruit vendor. I have come with so many fruits, the fruits of love of God, unlimited fruits, and I want to give them out to as many people as will accept it. At such a low cost. Because in Kali Yuga, people don't have much to pay for anything as far as qualifications. I want to give them, just accept them with faith. Accept my instructions with the holy name with faith. That's all. And I'll give you the ultimate perfection of yoga. And Lord Chaitanya said, How many fruits can I distribute myself? And he pleaded with all his devotees, help me. Accept and taste the fruits of love of God and help me to distribute them to the people of this world. And Krishna tells in Gita, there's no one more dear to him than one who does this. His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, how he took this seriously, how he distributed the fruits of love of God, Krishna, to the world. We can understand how dear he is. We cannot understand. We can only imagine how dear he is to Krishna. When he was on the Jaladuta, he had a bag of cereal, he had a box of books, he had his japa mala, and he had a set of clothes. His son, Vrindavan Chandra Day, he explained to me how his father was walking up the steps to the Jaladuta cargo ship and how he was thinking he's on the verge of 70 years old. He's not in good health. He doesn't have anything, no money, nothing. But yet he's going to distribute the fruits of Krishna consciousness to the whole world. what people didn't, what the immigration did not see. Because you see, when you go to America, there's all these signs, you're not allowed to bring any fruits or vegetables in the country. Have you seen that? There's big signs. They even have dogs sniffing all the bags to see if there's any produce. Unless you declare it, you could get in serious trouble. What they didn't understand is Srila Prabhupada had imported from Sri Mayapur Dham and Sri Vrindavan Dham an unlimited supply of fresh fruits. One time Srila Prabhupada said, if they knew what I was coming to bring, they would have never let me in. And with such difficulty, he traveled around the world 11 times distributing these fruits of prema bhakti. By teaching us how to chant the holy names, by giving us so many wonderful books to teach us how to live. So he is our qualification. He even said that. A devotee asked Prabhupada, what is our qualification to receive entrance into Radharani and Krishna's eternal lila through this path of devotional service? Srila Prabhupada, with all humility and honesty, he answered the question. He said, you all have no qualifications. I made your qualifications. It was his sacrifice. It was his compassion. It was the depth of his love that is our qualification. And that's what ISKCON is. Prabhupada said it was his body. He created this society as his offering to our Guru Parampara. And all of us, whatever roles we may take in his loving service, whether we are Diksha Gurus, Shiksha Gurus, Varma Pradarshika Gurus, GBCs, temple presidents, temple commanders, temple treasurers, book distributors, cooks, farmers, taking care of cows, congregational members, musicians, artists. Srila Prabhupada opened the doors for practically the whole world, according to their natural propensities, to engage in devotional service. And all of us are taking particular roles, but what we should know is whatever role we're taking, whether it's initiating or being initiated, being a mentor, being a counselor, whatever role we may take, our purpose is we're all serving together to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's mission. We're all helping him to distribute the fruits of love of God. So we should have no false egos. We're all just the servant of the servant of the servant of Srila Prabhupada, helping him to distribute these fruits of love of God. And we are all united for that purpose. It's not a matter of my temple, my guru, my this, my that. What is actually mine? All we have is the opportunity to serve. And when Srila Prabhupada's pleased by our cooperation, by our respect, by our enthusiasm, by our determination, then individually and collectively we all flourish. So we must learn to recognize, to respect, to appreciate, and to develop actual affection among Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that the observance of Vaishnava etiquette is the ornament that makes a devotee beautiful in the eyes of Krishna. How we treat each other. And Vaishnava etiquette, there are many details involved in it. But in essence, it's all for the purpose of showing respect, honor, and awakening love for Vaishnavas. Because when we love those who love Krishna, we give the greatest pleasure to Krishna. When we love those who love Prabhupada, we give the greatest pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. It's not about just what I do. It's about how I'm trying to actually create this atmosphere so that Srila Prabhupada's blessings could shower upon the whole world. Among the weeds that we have to be very careful of are the weeds of selfish activities that are unfavorable for devotional service. So along with taking a vow to chant the holy names at least 16 rounds every day, we're given these four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. Actually, there are animals that follow these four regulative principles. And I know some staunch atheists who follow these four regulative principles. But it's not that they're... It brings you to the mode of goodness. Because without the mode of goodness, Prabhupada explained, it's like an elephant takes bath and then comes and covers itself with dirt. We chant the holy names of the Lord and then we cover ourselves with illusion. When we follow these four regulative principles for the purpose of becoming purified in the loving service of Guru and Krishna, then they become transcendental. I'm going to end with a very scary remark I heard Prabhupada speak. He was talking about determination. Somebody was asking, what if I have these weaknesses and what if I'm... Prabhupada said, if you are not determined, then you are an animal. Human life is meant for determination. And when we actually want, if we want to make real spiritual advancement, Vyabhashayatmakabudhir ekeha kurunandana, Krishna tells, those on this path are determined. They have resolute purpose. And the taking of initiation helps us to understand this principle. Maya is very strong. We need to be determined. We have to have a resolute purpose for our goal of life, to accept what is favorable for devotional service and to reject what is unfavorable. And in doing so, we can connect with Krishna and find real happiness. And for this, we need each other. We need to serve in the association of devotees. As Kripa Maya Prabhu was explaining, in this association, we're reminded of the determination that's required so that we can go back home, back to Godhead. So I believe that all of the senior devotees, Shiksha Gurus, Diksha Gurus, temple presidents, we're all working together to help each other to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's mission of compassion. And that's really the only standard of our success. Thank you very much.